Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say only sure thing about luck is that it changes. We are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
What's up, Tone? And our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
What's up, moderator, AJ? And editor, Dise. It looks like he's on mute right now, but hey, say what's up real quick. The reason you can hear him is because we are all on Zoom. So apparently some kind of bug's been going around. I'm not going to discuss it too much, and we're just going to try to stay safe. Little social distancing, and it reminds us about, what was it, January of this year? All of our episodes were just straight virtual. So it's,
oh yeah, we're taking right. Steps back. Love to see it.
Yep. Hopefully next week's a different story. But before I say anything, I just want to send my condolences and prayers to the Madden family, all of his loved ones, his family. We are a primarily football podcast. I feel like it'd be silly not to say anything about John Madden passing, 85 years old. And I mean, I'm a big fan of all of the games. I think my first one was 98. Boys, you got anything to say about our guy, John Madden?
He was the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely generational. You'll never forget playing those games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been watching throughout SportsCenter all day just some of his old clips, and he's so underratedly funny. So, I mean, obviously, prayers, condolences to all the loved ones. He had an amazing life, and he left a legacy, I mean, forever. So,
definitely
just wanted
rest
to get
in peace.
Yep. Just wanted to get that out of the way real quick. And we had a weird week. I know Tone is, I mean, he's on a heater back to back. AJ, what happened?
Yeah, so another week where we were all in the green. So you love to see that. Nate, you did go 4-5, but you did have a plus one unit on the week because of the NLOD. That it's Bills back. Plus 2.5, a 3-unit play. So very great play on your part. Tone, our guy went 4-1. He's man on fire right now. So plus 3 units on the week. Unfortunately, the luck it in. We had Falcons minus 5.5 points, and we went 0-1, minus 1 unit on the luck it ins. So no head to heads. Yearly totals. We have Nate 67-54-2, 55.3% plus 19 units on the season.
Tone.
49-41-4. He's at 54.26% plus 6 units. And the luck it in, 17-14-1, 54.7% plus 3 units. So as a total, as a whole, I mean, we have 55-54-54. I mean, those are the points that you want to hit for a whole year's total. So really,
yeah, we're right there.
Yeah, we are. Right, I mean, I can't get over. I know Tone had a little rough patch towards the middle of the season, but his last 3 weeks, you're going to want to ride him. He is, I mean, he's killing it. So keep that shit up, my guy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, all 55, 54, 54. Obviously, we won our lucky ins a little bit better, but, you know, it's obviously been such a weird year for us to maintain 55 and 54% is wild with all these injuries, COVID related, just everything going on. It's crazy, all these teams still in the hunt, just the way everything's gone. I'm really proud of us, and we got a couple more weeks to really give you guys some really good picks. I'm excited for it. So with that being said, I think it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show.
What did he say?
All right, so we're keeping it relevant this week with what's going on, but as mentioned before we started, there's no limit on the years. So if you're listening to this and you want to play long, this could be last year, it could be 200 years ago. I don't know. It's just no limit on the time. So take your best guess. Dakota's out for revenge this week. So here we go. Kyle Pitts needs 51 yards to be the second ever rookie tight end with 1,000 yards receiving. Who is the only other tight end who had 1,000 yards receiving as a rookie?
Oh, he is out for revenge. I got a couple names in mind,
okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, I got a couple guesses.
Okay, so it's been posted on Facebook, it's been posted on Twitter, so hopefully we can get some interactions, and we'll come back around as always to see what you guys got. At the moment, it's LCP9, DSA7. So
let's go. AJ, real quick, did you get it right?
AJ did not get it right. No.
No, it's okay. And let me guess first, Tone, because I'm going to guess someone kind of out of the blue here, so just stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with. So, all right, well, we've recapped. We've got our question out of the way. let's go ahead and jump to these week 17 lines and see what you guys got for the week.
That's good.
There's also real quick, there's no Thursday games. There's no Saturday games. Unfortunately, as football fans, it's kind of a bummer. We're just going to have to wait till Sunday. So Sunday at 1 o'clock PM, we have the 7-8 Atlanta Falcons. They are plus 14.5 points. Big spread. They're traveling to Buffalo to take on the 9-6 Bills. Over under for this game, 44.5 points. What do you guys think?
Like you said, yeah, that's a big spread. I really would love to take the Bills. I just don't know with that hook. Ultimately, I'm going to pass this game, but the Bills can definitely cover this number. Out of their 9 games they've won, 8 of them have been more than 14 points. So that's a pretty huge statistic. They're coming off that huge win in New England. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and pass this game, but they definitely could cover that big number.
Yeah, that's a pretty weird spread. I mean, the Falcons, I know they're not a very good team, but they're not bottom feeders. They go out there, they beat bad teams. I don't know why they're 14.5 point favorites. So I'm going to pass, but real quick before we get to the next line, I know all you guys are like really big fans of our Thursday night scoring. We post something on Facebook every Thursday. You guys guess the scores. So what I was thinking this week is since our hometown Brownies play Monday night, maybe we'll switch our contest from Thursday since there's no game, and we'll do the Browns game. What do you guys think?
I like it. I like that.
Yeah, I'm getting more people involved. I know a lot more people are going to be watching it. So, yeah, hopefully we give out a shirt here towards the end of the year.
Okay, cool. All right, so our next game, we got the 4-11 New York Giants. They are plus 6 points, and they are traveling to Chicago to take on the 5-10 Chicago Bears. Over-under for this game, 37 points.
Yeah, so I'm doing a thing that I know I shouldn't, but I like to do. And it's going to be the first leg of my teaser, actually. With New York Giants, they are miserable this year. If I was Saquon Barkley, I would sit out, get traded next year because I don't see this team going anywhere for a while. I don't expect them to score many points, as well as Chicago, which is not a heavy offensive team. So I'm going to tease that under from 37 past a key number in 42. So I'm going to take my first leg, Chicago and the Giants under 43, and I'm going to pair that by taking the Cardinals up to plus 11.5.
Okay. Very interesting tease. Right? It's two ugly teams to me. It's an ugly number. I don't like it either way. I'm going to go and pass, and I'll root for your teaser from the sideline.
Yeah, I could see it landing on 42, 41, somewhere where it will go over, but I think I'm hitting a really key line here by teasing it.
All right, our next game, we have the 11-4 Kansas City Chiefs, minus 5 points, and they are traveling to Cincinnati to take on the 9-6 Bengals. Over-under for this game, 50 points.
This might be my favorite game of the week. I'm really excited to see how this game shakes out. You know, the Chiefs, they can clinch that number one seed in the AFC if they win, and the Titans end up losing. They've won 8 straight. They cover against the spread 7 times in a row. I don't know. I think they find a way to win this game, but I got to take the Bengals plus 5.5. That's that number at home. I know last week they won against a third-string quarterback and a banged-up Ravens secondary, but I think it gave them confidence. I love Joe Burrow's swag. I think they find a way to keep it close. I would love for them to win just for their team's sake, but I'll take them plus 5.5 at home versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, I love the point you brought up about the Chiefs just being on an absolute tear. They're covering, which we never thought they could. And the Bengals at home, man, I know they played a beat-up Ravens team, but that had nothing to do with the way Joe Burrow played. I mean, he put on an absolute show. I think he's really coming into his own. He has arguably the best wide receiver trio in the league, and throwing CJ Uzoma and Joe Mixon on that offense. I mean, you got something really fun to watch. Maybe my favorite offense to watch even more than the Chiefs. So I expect a high-scoring game, but what I really expect is the Bengals to keep this close. So I'm going to luck that in by taking the Bengals getting that 5.5.
Very nice. Love to see that.
Yeah, I love that spread.
8-7 Miami Dolphins. They are plus 3.5 points. They're traveling to Tennessee to take on the 10-5 Titans. Over-under for this game, 41 points.
Yeah. I think this is maybe the most interesting game in the slate this week. The Dolphins, obviously, one of the hottest teams as well, this coming off 7 straight wins. I know they beat up a beat-up Saints team with Ian Book, who does not deserve to be starting in an NFL game. But with the Tennessee Titans, man, they don't score, especially without Derrick Henry. They don't really seem like they got a good rhythm going. I know A.J. Brown had a huge week last week. I know Julio's going to be out this week, I believe, with COVID. I think this game stays low. I know you can find it at 40.5 or 41, but I'm going to go ahead and take the under at 41. I expect a slow-paced game. This Dolphins defense is one of the great best defenses playing right now. Christian Wilkins is my favorite player to watch personally. He's a great personality. So I think the Fins keep it low scoring. I don't think they go out and get it done, unfortunately, but I don't think this is the shootout whatsoever.
Yeah, I love that pick. I'm not going to take it because I'm trying to just stay away from over-unders, but that should be two defensive matchups. I actually wanted to take the Titans, honestly, because I think this Titans team is a tough matchup for the Dolphins,
right?
Especially when it comes to offense and defensive lines. They've just been wrecked by COVID. So on both sides of the ball, they have so many guys out. I can't justify it. We'll see how it goes, and I'll root for your under, but I'm going to pass this game.
All right, Next up, we have the 8-7 Las Vegas Raiders. They are plus 6 points this week. They are traveling to Indianapolis, take on the 9-6 Colts. Over under for this game, 44 points.
So this should be another interesting game. Big game for the Colts. Unfortunately, Carson Wentz is out. So he's on the COVID list, so he's not going to play. Actually, I think there is a slight chance he could play. He might be able to get back since they kind of changed up the rules here. I'm going to pass this game. It's too much uncertainty for me. I like the Colts if Wentz is playing, especially on a teaser, but without knowing, I'm going to go ahead and pass and just watch this game as a fan.
Yeah, so it appears that Carson is unvaccinated, so I think it's a pretty slim chance he's out there. So the line is still at 6 points, which, I mean, I'm not going to argue it. Without Carson Wentz, I know Jonathan Taylor is really the lead man in that offense, but without a throwing game, I don't know what this Colts team is. The play actions won't do anything. I think they stick 8 in the box dang near every play. So I'm going to take Vegas getting that 6 points. I think they're undervalued still. They're 8-7. They're going out there. Derek Carr is having arguably a top 5 quarterback year right now, the way he's been playing and the way he's got this offense rolling. So I'm going to take Vegas in that 6 points. I still think they're undervalued, so I'm going to jump on them.
Yeah, I'm always rooting for the Raiders. I'm pumped because I had their team total over 7. They got the 8th win last week, so I was pretty excited about that. And I like the Colts, though, just as a fan, so I'm going to be rooting for them just to win the game.
Yeah, I think that the Vegas keeps it close. I do think the Colts get it done at the end there.
All right, next up we have the 2-13 Jacksonville Jaguars, plus 15.5 points. Big spread. And they are traveling to Foxborough to take on the 9-6 New England Patriots. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Jacksonville, even without Urban Meyer, doesn't seem to be very good. I'm still right about Trevor. The day he starts to get good, I'll swallow my words. But for now, I'm going to keep writing that he stinks. And this is a good spot for the Patriots to bounce back and win big after losing to the Bills at home. Beat up on a stinky team. But I'm going to pass it. I hate 15.5. They could be crushing them and then bench their guys at halftime. That's a Bill Belichick move.
I hate 15.5. It's just such a weird number. I do think the Patriots are going to come out sharp after that loss. It's a tough bounce back week for them, but this Jacksonville team is decimated on both sides of the ball. James Robinson went down last week. They're already without 3 offensive linemen. Chenault's out. Shark's been out. Dan Arnold's been out. Their entire linebacking core, 2 of their defensive linemen are out. I just think it can be an ugly game. I don't see how this Patriots team can't score on them. So I'm going to take a team total. I'm going to take the Patriots team total over 28.5 points. I don't see how they don't hit this. 3 out of their last 4 home games, they scored 36, 45, and 54. I think that hook's going to scare a lot of people, but I'm going to take it versus Jaguars team. I'll take Patriots team total over 28.5.
Yeah, there's no reason they won't score in the 30s. I like that pick.
All right, next up we have the 11-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, minus 13 points, and they are traveling to New York to take on the 5-9 Jets. Over-under for this game, 45.5 points.
Got to pass. Another big spread. I imagine the Bucs will probably cover that because the Jets are trash, but they do come out at home sometimes and play a little better. I just don't see much motivation for this game in general, so I'm going to go ahead and pass this game, and I don't even think I'll watch this one from the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm also cool in this game. I know Jets got that win last week. Zach Wilson's riding somewhat of a high, but I mean, it's still Tom Brady, even with a depleted offense. I hate this game. I hate the spread. I'm not going to watch it, not even a second. I'm with you, Tone.
All right, next up, we got the 8-7 Philadelphia Eagles, -3.5 points, and they're traveling to Washington to take on a 6-9 football team. Over-under for this game, 46 points.
Yeah, so the way I'm looking at this is, so with the win last week, the Eagles pushed themselves in the last wild card spot in the NFC, leaving the Vikings and the Saints at 7-8. I kind of previewed this a little bit. So I might have been wrong about the Vikings losing to the Rams instead of the Packers. So hear me out. It's still going to be a race. Washington's going to win this football game. And you're going to give me 3.5 points. I'm taking that all day. Philly's going to drop to 8-8. And then it's going to come down to their last couple games with the Saints and the Vikings, which I think – or last game. So I think it turns out 8-8, Saints, Eagles, Vikings all tied. And then the Vikings are going to blow it somehow against the Bears. So just keep an eye out for that. Washington wins this game. It was close to being the NLOD. That's going to be later. So just one unit on the – actually, you know what? I'll put 2 units on the WFT. Give me 2 units, Washington football team.
Okay, wow, love to see that. You love to see another luck it in. Gotta take Washington football team +3.5 at home. This line's begging you to take the Eagles. I gotta take the home dog here. Washington did lose to this team a couple weeks ago in Philly by 10, but they have their third string quarterback and Gilbert playing. This week they're back home. They have Heineke. They're in a good bounce back spot, especially after getting blown out last week versus the Cowboys. We'll luck that in. Give me a Washington football team +3.5.
Great pick.
Cha-ching. All right, we got the 11-4 Los Angeles Rams. They are -3.5 points, and they are traveling to Baltimore to take on the 8-7 Ravens. Over under for this game, 46.5 points.
I'm going to go ahead and pass this game. I don't like the Rams in this spot. The Ravens, I think they should have Lamar back. I don't think they're going to go ahead and start. Who'd they start? Who's their third string? It's
Josh Johnson.
I don't think they're going to go ahead and start him. At this point, I don't want to touch this game, so I'll go ahead and pass it.
Yeah, I love this spot for the Ravens. You kind of hinted on it against the Rams, who just had that tough win against the Vikings last week. The Rams are pretty solidified in the playoffs right now. I don't think they could get the number one seed even if they win out. So I think they're pretty good where they're at. And the Ravens are desperate for a playoff spot right now. You mentioned Lamar coming back, and you're giving me 3.5. I mean, all day, give me the Ravens getting that 3.5 points.
All right, let's go ahead and jump to the 4 o'clock shift on Sunday. The first game we have is the 7-8 Denver Broncos. They are +5.5 points, and they will be traveling to Los Angeles to take on the 8-7 Chargers. Over under for this game is going to be 45 points.
I feel like Tone's going to have a take on this one. I don't know who's starting for Denver. I obviously was completely wrong about Drew Lock my entire life. Dude sucks, trash. Shouldn't be on the football field. This struggling Chargers team at 8-7, I expected them to at least have 10 wins by now with the offense they have. I know they've been struggling with a lot of injuries, so I'm going to pass.
Yeah, so I do have a take on this game. It's hard not to do it, but I'm not going to take the Chargers -5.5. I got to tease it down just because I'm not sure if Teddy Bridgewater is going to play. This is ultimate fate against Drew Lock. I just don't think he can go on the road and get it done. I'm going to tease them down to +0.5. I hate going through the zero. This is kind of a weird teaser for me, but I just like both these teams this week. So I'm going to take the Chargers on a teaser with the Texans getting 18.5.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like the Chargers. So Austin Eckler will be back. I think they find a way to get it done against this Broncos team, especially if Drew Lock's playing.
Okay, right. Yeah. I think I was more shocked about the Texans.
I know. It's an interesting teaser.
Okay. Hey, I have one too.
All right, so you're taking the Texans, and that'll take us to our next game. We have the 4-11 Houston Texans. They are +12.5 points, and they are traveling to San Francisco to take on the 8-7 49ers. Over-under for this game is 44. We just heard Tone's teaser. What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to be Jimmy G or Trey Lance. So I don't really have a read on this San Fran team without Jimmy G. I kind of got a glimpse of it in the preseason with Trey Lance. It wasn't too promising. So I'm going to pass. I kind of want to hear Toad spiel.
No, I mean, it's just, like I said, I'm going to take them. Just, I want to get through the 14. I want to get through the 17.
17, yeah.
Just because there is uncertainty with the 49ers, we don't know if it's going to be Trey Lance. This Texan team plays pretty tough. I really wish they wouldn't have had such a convincing win last week. It'd make me want to take them a little more. But nonetheless, I'm still going to tease them up, and I'll get 18 and a half points.
Oh, all right. Next up, we have the 10-5 Arizona Cardinals. They are plus 5.5 points. They are going to be traveling to Dallas to take on the 11-4 Cowboys. Over-under for this game is 51.5 points. Nate, you have a teaser on this game. What do you think about this one, Tone?
I'm going to pass this game. This should be another good game, but both these teams have already clinched their spot in the playoffs. Not that they can't advance their positions, but I think it'll be a hard-fought game. I don't know if I have a lean either way, so I'll go ahead and pass.
Yeah, so obviously what the Cowboys did to Washington last week was just absolutely disrespectful. They made our guy Taylor Heinicke cry on the sidelines, which was heartbreaking. So I can't expect them to go out and do it again, especially against a Cardinals team that's lost 3 straight games. I don't like 5.5 because I'm sure the Cowboys can win by a touchdown or even 10. So if I'm going to get past that 7, past that 10, give me the Cardinals plus 11.5. There's no way they get smoked 4 straight losses, right?
Yeah, you think
so. We're going to see.
Right.
All right, next game, we have the 5-10 Carolina Panthers. They are plus 6.5 points this week. They're going to be traveling to New Orleans to take on the 7-8 Saints. And the over-under for this game is going to be 38 points.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I don't have a play on this one. So the Panthers are maybe the most miserable team in the NFL right now. I think Matt Rule is gone. I'm not sure what they were quite doing with the quarterback situation. They started 3-0. We were like, oh, man, Sam Darnold, huh? And now, I don't know. I don't have a play on this one. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I got to pass this game. The Panthers seems ugly. Seems like they're quitting, honestly. It's it's just tough to watch. So, and who knows with the Saints team, maybe if Taysom Hill's back, they could probably cover a touchdown, but I don't have a good read, so I'll pass this game.
I think Alvin Kamara is going to be the focal point in that game. The only person that will do anything.
All right, next game we have the 2-12-1 Detroit Lions, and they're going to be plus 7 points this week. They're going to be traveling to Seattle to take on the 5-10 Seahawks. Over-under for this game, 42.5 points.
I got to take another team total. So both these teams have been eliminated from the playoffs. The Seahawks are 2-5 since Russell Wilson's been back, and they just don't look like the same team to me. They have one of the worst defenses in the league. So they're not a good defense at all. DeAndre Swift's coming back. Jared Goff should be back. I think the Lions can at least score. I'll take the Lions team total over 17.5. They've eclipsed that in 2 out of the last 3 games. They didn't do it last game, but 2 out of the last 3 games before that, they covered that number. So I feel pretty confident about it against this terrible Seahawks defense. I'll take the Lions team total over 17.5.
Yeah, I like that. And the only reason they didn't last week was because Goff was out. They had Tim Boyle in, and Goff's coming back. So I like that. And I just don't know who Seattle is give anybody any points like that. That is so bizarre. I mean, they're not a good football team. I mean, Russ Wilson, he's checked out. DK Metcalf isn't getting the targets that, I mean, he should. Look, he's built different. And then Tyler Lockett, he's been the only, like, high point on this team. They're scrambling through running backs, which they have been ever since Marshawn left, it seems like. They've been running 3 or 4 different backs. I know Chris Carson really stepped up here for a few years, but he's been gone. So I'm going to pass, but I got a super heavy lean, just the Lions getting the points.
Yeah, I would definitely have a lean towards the Lions getting 7 as well.
Yeah.
They could win. Who knows, you know? Oh, this could be another thing where Vegas is, like, baiting you in to tease the Seahawks down, just they did last week, and they lost.
Yep.
So.
All right, we're gonna jump to Sunday Night Football, and we have Nate's 7-8 Minnesota Vikings. They are plus 6.5 points this week, and they're traveling to Lambeau to take on the 12-3 Green Bay Packers. Over under for this game is 47.5 points.
Yeah, Kirk in primetime, man. It's not a good combo. It's like spaghetti and shit. It just doesn't work out for you. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I couldn't think of something on the spot. But Kirk Cousins is trash in primetime. I did have him initially plus 6.5, but we had the bad news of Adam Thielen being done for the year. He's on the IR. I mean, I know he can make it back. What's so funny, AJ? You like that one? Adam Thielen's gone. I feel like the heart's gone and my heart's gone. My season's over. I'm going to pass. I'm just sad. That's all.
Prayers for our Vikings fans. I know it's been a tough year, really tough year. I'm going to pass too. Green Bay, they're a fine oil machine this year. They're in a really nice form right now, and it's hard not to want to take them, especially on a teaser. This will be a tough divisional matchup. I'll just let these teams play it out. It's going to be cold in Lambeau. It's Sunday night. I'll go ahead and watch it, but I'm not going to have a take on it.
Yeah, bad news is probably going to be an ass-whooping, but the good news is this is the last time you ever have to play Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field. This will be
it. There you go, Nate. There's a positive.
Fingers crossed. Get that guy the hell out of there.
This will be the last time you have to play him twice a year, so congratulations. You just got to do it
one
more time.
Unless we see him in the Super Bowl.
There you go.
All right, so it's our last game of the week. Nate, you mentioned we're going to do our score contest for this specific game. It's the Monday Night Football game, and we have our 7-8 Cleveland Browns. They are the favorites on the road. They're minus 3 points, and they are traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the 7-7-1 Steelers. Over under for this game, 41 points.
This is a weird spot. I mean, as a fan, I'm rooting for the Browns to win, but I don't think I trust them to cover on the road at Heinz Stadium. The Steelers haven't lost a home game since week 3. I got to take the Steelers plus 3. Got to take Mike Tomlin off a loss as a home dog. The Browns haven't won by more than 3 points since week 9. I expect this to be a tough divisional matchup. I loved it at 3.5, but I'm going to go ahead and take it at 3 still. This could, off the record, be Big Ben's last game at Heinz Field. So it could be his last time in a Steelers uniform getting a beat up on the Browns, and he might take advantage of that. Again, I'm rooting for the Browns to win, but I got to take the Steelers at home getting 3. I'll put 2 units on it.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned my NLOD yet. I guess I've got to save the best for last. I think Tone put it perfectly. This is going to be the last time we see Big Ben wearing that black jersey at Heinz Field. This is going to be the NLOD. I am sorry to all the Browns fans. I'm putting 3 units on the Pittsburgh Steelers getting that 3 points.
Okay. Wow.
Big boy units.
Yeah. I mean,
three,
I don't know.
3 units, baby.
I don't know if you guys can see this, but these are my imaginary chips. I'm going all in. It's Steelers plus 3 feels like a lock. So.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I agree.
So I guess we'll make that 2-unit luck it in.
Yeah, we can do 2-unit luck it in for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You might, I mean, might as well sprinkle on the money line as well. So hopefully not, but.
Browns by 1. Prayers.
I love that. Browns win by 1.
I love that, too. Yeah,
Browns by 1.
All right, so let's go ahead and just run down the Week 17 recap picks before we head to DraftKings. I'll go ahead and start with Nate's picks. We're going to start with the teaser. We have the New York Giants, Chicago Bears under 43 points. We're going to tease that with the Cardinals plus 11.5 points. We have the Bengals plus 5.5 points. We have the Dolphins, Titans under 41. Raiders plus 6. We have the Washington Football Team plus 3.5. And that's going to be 2-unit play. We have the Ravens plus 3.5. And lastly, for Monday Night Football, we have the NLOD. It's a 3-unit play. And that's going to be the Steelers plus 3. Let's go ahead and jump over to Tone's picks for the week. We have the Bengals plus 5.5. We have the New England Patriots team total over 28.5 points. We have the Washington Football Team plus 3.5 points. We have a teaser. That's going to be the Los Angeles Chargers plus 0.5 points. And we're mixing that with the Texans plus 18.5 points. We're going to be taking the Lions team total over 17.5 points. Lastly, for Monday night, we are going to be going with the Steelers plus 3. That's a 2-unit play for Tone. And to wrap it up, we have 3 Luckadins this week, boys.
Oh,
we
shit.
Have the Bengals plus 5.5 points. We have the Washington football team plus 3.5 points. And lastly, Monday Night Football, unfortunately, we're going all in. We have the Steelers plus 3, and that's going to be a 2-unit Luckadin.
Okay.
All righty. Let's get it, boys.
Cool. Big week. Get it. All right. So that'll close out our picks, and let's go ahead and jump over to our DraftKings for week 7. Nate, would you like to do the honors and start with your quarterback?
I would love to. Thank you, moderator AJ. For my quarterback, I got a guy who's coming off 3 straight losses. I feel like he's a little bit healthier now. He's 7,300, but I think his ceiling is the highest out of any quarterback this week. So I'm going to take Kyler Murray against Dallas, who's definitely got a lot of holes in that defense. I know Dallas is home, but I think Kyler Murray can pick him apart and especially run the ball. So $7,300, Kyler Murray in the bag.
Okay, very nice. With my quarterback, I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. He's 6.6K. I just think there's a lot of value here at that price. Going against a Washington football team who, defensively, they're in the bottom 5 as far as total yards goes. The last 3 games, they've given up 54, 27, and 27. The Eagles have scored 34, 27, 33. So I feel like there's value there for him to get some fantasy points. So I will take Jalen Hurts, 6.6K.
Also like that pick. For my running back, I kind of hinted on it earlier in the show. He's going to be the only impact player in this certain game this week, and that's going to be Alvin Kamara at 7,900. I expect him to get 25 to 30 touches this week, get a lot of catches out of the backfield. They're going to need to rely on him, especially against this Carolina team, which they should be. And they're right there in the playoffs, so Alvin Kamara, big week.
Okay, I like that. With my running back, I'm going to go with Ronald Jones. He's 6.3K. With Leonard Fournette still out, he's just going to see the bulk of this rushing offense. I love him in this spot against – this is one of the worst teams in the league, the Jets. They're giving up 141 yards on the ground near the bottom of the league. He could probably get a couple of – at least one touchdown, and, you know, with those short yardage goal line plays. I'll take Ronald Jones, 6.3.
Yeah, unless they want to give it to Keyshawn Vaughn for no reason. I had Ronald Jones last week, and my guy pulled off that 70-yarder. Huh, I'm not mad, Stu, or nothing. But with my second running back, I got a guy. I know I'm all over the lines for some reason this week, but in case they do suck, I got Rashad Penny. He's 6,100. I know he got hurt. I think it was last week or maybe the week before in the game. I think at 6,100, I think he gets a lot of carries, and Rashad Penny is going to be a 20-plus point guy. 6,100, I'll spend my money on him.
Okay. With my second running back, I'll take another running back who's going to thrive due to injuries. I'll take Sonny Michel. They put Daryl Henderson on the IR with a knee injury last week. Sonny should lead this offense. There's a chance Cam Akers returns. I don't know how much volume he'll get off that injury. Kind of surprised he's coming back, you know, this soon. I'll go ahead and take Sonny Michel, 5.8K.
Ran all over the Vikings. Love that guy. So for my first wide receiver, I've been spending hella dough, and I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb. I can see a real shootout here in Dallas this week against Arizona. I know I already have Kyler, but I think CeeDee Lamb on the other side has a huge game. It's been a little bit since he really went off, so I think this is the week he does.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good pick. I always like CeeDee in the lineup. For my first wide receiver, I'll go Jalen Waddle, 6.7K. I just feel like he's still undervalued. He's a great rookie. He's a star. He's getting double-digit targets almost every game. I'll take him, 6.7K.
Yeah, I was super high on him pre-draft, and actually I'm surprised he's flourishing in this well, even without Will Fuller this year, and Devontae Parker's missed most of the year. He's really stepped up as the number one guy. For my second wide receiver, I had to pair my quarterback, obviously. That's a strat. And without DeAndre Hopkins – Christian Kirk has really stepped up as number one there in Arizona. At 5,800, I think that's a steal right now with the – I know Rondale Moore is still in there, A.J. Green, Zach Ertz, but I think Christian Kirk has a huge game this week.
Okay. I like him, especially with Hopkins out. With my second wide receiver, I'm going to go with a guy I took last week. If you listen to my advice, hopefully you got in there. He was 4.9 last week. He ended up with 10 catches. Are on 15 targets, 101 yards. I'll take Antonio Brown. He's 6.1K this year, but I just feel like he's still undervalued. He's got more than 23 fantasy points every game he's played this year, except for two. He has tremendous value, especially with Chris Evans and Godwin still out. I'll take Antonio Brown 6.1.
Mike Evans.
Oh, sorry.
Chris Evans Mike is Evans. Captain America.
About to edit that, I guess, with Mike Evans out. That's true. Totally different guy. Chris Evans would not thrive in that position at all. So,
well,
completely different.
Captain America would. Sorry. All right, I'll go. Yeah, for my third wide receiver, I have a guy. I Tone had mentioned Jacksonville had some injuries. LaVisca must not be there. Robinson's out. So I think Marvin Jones Jr., I think he's been the number one guy this year. He's only 4,400. I think he gets a ton of targets, a touchdown or two against New England. I know they're going to be playing from behind most of the game. Trevor Lawrence has to prove himself at some point. So hopefully he gives our guy Marvin Jones a ton of touches. So Marvin Jones, 4,400.
Okay. With my third wide receiver, I'm going to take another Brown. I'll take Amon Ross St. Brown. He's 6K. I still think he's undervalued. He's getting 9 catches in his last 4 games. He has a lot of potential. He's facing the Seattle secondary, who's one of the worst in the league. I think they'll find a way to take advantage of that. I'll take Amon Ross St. Brown, 6K.
Yeah, people are he's starting to really step up. I think there's 3 St. Browns in the NFL. I know the Lions, Packers, and I the third team slipping my mind right now. But that's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive brothers. Nothing like me and my family. But anyway, for my tight end, I have Noah Fant. He's 4,400. I think he's one of the best deep threats as far as tight ends go right now. Depending on whether Drew Locke plays or Teddy Bridgewater, I think either way he gets a lot of targets against this Chargers team. He's pretty disappointing this year.
Yeah, I can agree with that. With my tight end, I'll go with Hunter Henry, 4.2K. I just love him in this matchup against this depleted Jacksonville defense. I think he finds a way to find the end zone, maybe more than once. I'll take him at that price, 4.2K. Give me Hunter Henry.
And before you know it, we got to luck it in. As my flex, I have Hunter Henry, 4,200 against this Jacksonville team. I think he goes off 2 touchdowns.
Very nice. Love to see it. With my flex, I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson. So I'm going to take a couple Antonios on this team, a couple Browns. Antonio Gibson, he's had up and down games, but he's 5.9K. I think there's a lot of value in that. Just 2 weeks ago against this Philly defense, he put up 18.5 points. In his last 6 games, he's got more than 20 fantasy points 3 times. Got double digits every time except once. At that price, I'll take that with a high ceiling. I'll take Antonio Gibson, 5.9K.
I love that. So I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, but I'm pretty sure Tone's going to get one of the cheapest defenses. But for my defense, I have the Miami Dolphins against the Tennessee Titans team. I think Miami, they have one of the best chances to score a touchdown on the defensive side of the ball. And they're only 2,800. I look at low totals. That game's at 41. I like to pick my defenses based on that. So I'm going to take the Dolphins at 2,800.
Okay, so I am going to go towards the bottom of the barrel. I won't scrape it out. I'll take the Lions defense versus Seattle offense. They can score at times, but they can also be very underwhelming. They're 2.4K. Give me the Lions defense.
Right on. And I think that just about wraps it up for the DK. AJ.
That's it for the DK. Sorry, I was on mute. All right, so we'll go ahead and close this out with a what did he say?
What did he say?
Question for you guys. It's going to be Kyle Pitts needs 51 yards to be the second ever rookie tight end with 1,000-yard receiving. Who was the only other tight end to reach this milestone?
So let me go first. A couple names that immediately come to my mind is Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates. But I'm going to go back a little bit further on this one, and I'm going to say Kellen Winslow Sr.
Wow. I was actually thinking of Kellen Winslow. Very, very good pick. I was also thinking of Antonio Gates, so I don't think it's going to be that easy, but that's got to be my pick, Antonio Gates.
Okay. It's funny because one of my answers was Kellen Winslow Jr.
Oh,
So, All right, so we got a couple answers here on social media real quick. Nate, you were going with Colin Winslow Sr.
Yeah.
Tone, you're going with Antonio Gates, you said?
Yeah, I meant Colin Winslow Jr., actually. That's what I was thinking of. I didn't hear you say senior.
Yeah,
I guess I'll still go senior. Gates.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking of junior.
Okay. So your brother Mike commented on here. He said Tony Gonzalez.
That's who I was thinking, Tony.
Our guy Sammy D commented Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, okay.
And we also had a answer from Mike, and his answer was Mike Ditka from the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Interesting. Wow.
Dallas Clark, maybe?
The correct answer is Mike Ditka, Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, look at DC cheesing. Dude,
he's good. We're due
dude
for
smiles
that.
Touching both his ears.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So,
I thought I had him.
1961, 1,076 receiving yards. So,
Mike, who? Can we get a
Mike Clady?
Okay. Good call, Mike Clady. Yep. Nice try, brother Mikey. And good try, Sammy D. I love that Jeremy Shockey answer. He completely slipped my mind.
Shockey is third on that list.
Who's second?
Well, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Oh, no one even got past 950?
No, but he has a chance to chance to surpass Ditka, so we'll see.
Nice.
We'll see.
That's cool.
Yeah,
not
he's
even
on
Jimmy Graham. Like, what the hell?
No,
but he does have an extra game to do it. So
I think that was my other answer.
Oh yeah, they do that. That's true. So I think all the records are going to be kind of watered down, right?
One thing I'll say is Ditka did it in 61, and he did it in 14 games.
Oh, okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's already more impressive.
Yep.
Good for him.
A lot of good tight ends. But maybe we're coming back into a tight end age again with Kelsey and Waller and Pitts. Who knows?
Yeah. So that's going to give us LCP 9, DSA 8. So the comeback is on.
So do we end it at the end of the football season and then start a new LCP versus DSA? And
I think
we'll just kind of go by that, and then we can chalk up wins and losses by that?
Yeah, I like that. That sounds fair.
Cool. Right on. We'll do maybe like three or four different what did he say segments on the year. Maybe three. That'd be cool.
Cool.
Right on. So, yeah, with all that being said, boys, do you have anything?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yep, Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for staying along. We're ready to jump into this new year, 2022, with fresh picks, fresh interviews, fresh content. We're only going up from here. If you guys haven't yet, I'm sure you have. Check us out. We are on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all at Luck Changers or Luck Changers Podcast. You will find us. You can Google us. I mean, we're there. And we also have a Gmail. If you guys ever have a question about a line, a spread, what a line or a spread even means, what do you like about fantasy, just want to ask about us, go ahead, check us out, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys more than you know. Thank you so much. Through the ups and downs, you guys have been here. We appreciate the support, even when we see you guys in person and you just mentioned the show. It's greatly appreciated. It goes a long way. So thank you so much. For your host, Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor DC, we are the Luck Changers. We are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace out of here.